tiny. He was an old dude in the 14th century.
Hi, welcome to the Geek Beer Podcast. We're Tom and Ethan bringing you beer reviews and beer news from Seattle, Washington.
Okay. Hi, we're Tom and Ethan. I'm going to sit here and get really drunk while Ethan talks intelligently about alcohol. Enjoy.
All righty. Hey, kids.
Whoa.
God damn it.
Fuck. Are we recording?
We're recording.
Shit.
Welcome to the Geek Beer Podcast. I'm Tom.
I'm Ethan.
Jake's here.
Hello.
So we're going to start out with the Iron Horse Brewery Black IPA.
It was Black there. IPA. Yep. Ooh, yes. You'll notice the first thing. Also, dude, wine glasses? Seriously? Dude?
Well, I really think the Pliny the Elder, our third beer today, should be drunk out of snifters, and we didn't have snifters, so we're starting out with wine glasses.
I've got snifters. You drink it already?
No.
Dude, it smells kind of weird. You smell that, Jake?
It does. It has sort of...
kind of a burnt smell to it, almost.
It has a burnt taste to it, too.
Really?
Which is a... I suppose that's characteristic of the black malt or the chocolate malt used to darken it.
Whoa.
But it is a black IPA. It's almost totally black in color.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, I've had a dark IPA before, but it was more of a darker pale color, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't this black for sure.
It wasn't black like this.
I think I had that same one. Anyway, shall we taste it? Oh, it does have sort of a burnt flavor, sort of a French roast coffee flavor.
Kind of.
Roasted cat urine?
I was going to say cat hair, but I...
There is cat in there somewhere.
I'm assuming cat urine, or cat hair has a lot of cat urine in it.
How many beers have you had today?
Not any of your business.
I have to say Beer Advocate gives us a B-.
That seems incredibly generous.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. I don't know what kind of hops they're using, but it tastes muddy to me.
Yeah.
Like they just sort of dug up whatever hops they could find.
That might explain the brown color, actually.
Yeah.
It does taste a little bit like fur.
Mm. Are we allowed to talk, like, shit about beers on here?
That's
like,
the point, dude.
Sweet.
We are reviewers. Sweet. We are protected under...
Oh, I thought we were trying to sell out. I'm sorry.
Free
no, I totally thought we were trying to sell out.
Oh, no, money. Only to people with money.
Oh, quick. Okay.
Iron Horse Brewery, no money. Six reviews, B+.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Although this one guy says, roasted coffee, citrus, and some piney notes in the aroma.
Yes. Yes, there's that pine sole finish.
Yes, the pine sole finish. Back in my days of trying to get drunk in the janitorial closet.
Oh, here's a guy I agree with. The hop smell is sort of funky, sort of a dirty hop smell.
Yeah.
I think the dark malts and the hops are duking it out. Look at this. This guy even says, reminded me when I'm cleaning my cat litter.
All right, so we're not alone. We are not alone.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I think around the table, we can probably all say that none of us would recommend the Black Dog, Black
the Iron Horse Brewery.
Except to Alf.
Iron Horse Brewery.
Except to Alf. Yes, of course. Alf would love this beer.
Yes.
Oh, this is an Alf beer.
What did Alf eat?
Cats.
Yes. Anyway, the Iron Horse Brewery Black IPA, second anniversary Black IPA. Not recommended by Geek.
Well, it's only their second anniversary. I'm sure they'll figure their shit out of this.
Frankly, I might pour the rest of this out.
Really?
This is not good. And I, as I stated on a previous cast, am a hophead.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a very strong hop flavor. Yes.
It's got a little bit, like, of that weird sort of bad hop bitterness towards the end that just sort of lingers in the back of your throat.
Yeah. It really, frankly, it feels like Jake's gonna go pour these out.
This is a Geek Beer first.
Wow.
Wow. We are abandoning a beer.
That's... I've never done this before.
I've never either.
All right, so
that
on
sucked.
To the Stone IPA. Me first.
Jake doesn't like IPAs, drink. Apparently.
Yeah, we invited Jake for the IPA podcast, but he's really more of a stout drinker.
I don't know why he came, to be honest.
Well, I'm ready to have my mind changed.
All right. This looks like apple cider.
So what was the last Stone beer we had?
There was the chocolate whatchamajigget, yeah?
Yeah, the chocolate stout in the very first podcast.
This brings back memories.
So this is remarkably clear.
It's like apple juice.
That's what I said, cider, yeah.
Yeah.
And it smells nothing like apple juice.
No, it smells,
smells like hops. Ooh, I like this. This is tasty.
Yeah, does Stone know how to make a bitter beer?
Well, it's not terribly bitter. I mean, they've made the bitter beer well.
Oh.
But it's...
Yeah.
That's solid.
It's got a solid hop bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Got a really strong hop aroma.
Mm-hmm.
They say on the back they're dry hopping it, so that's why, but...
Sup, dog?
But it's also well-balanced.
And clean finishing, which is what I don't like about IPAs generally.
Ah, so Take this from Jake. If you don't like IPAs or most beer in general,
you will love Stone IPA. Love it right in the butt.
Yeah, and actually, the Stone Ruination IPA, which is their Imperial IPA, isn't a whole lot stronger than this. Like an extra 1% ABV. It's a lot like this, actually. It's very balanced. Similar hop profile. Doesn't finish as clean, but...
I like this. Again, none of these are... I think we talked about this before. None of these are session beers. Unless you're a crazy person.
The Stone comes close, but yeah, unless you're crazy.
Like IPAs us, since apparently this is our second session of drinking IPAs.
I could smell this all day.
You're one of those kids that sniffed his fingers, aren't you?
This is the least objectionable IPA I've ever had.
Least objectionable?
Yes.
That's fascinating. Because it's a pretty strong IPA. I guess it's just very well balanced. How would you describe the flavor?
It's got the nice bitterness, and it's got the aromatics.
Sure. Let's say that.
It doesn't have that normal thing that most IPAs have, which is something has died in your mouth after you're done drinking.
Yeah.
You have that repeated, something is slowly going to pop in your mouth, like the long hammer.
But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's probably one of my least favorite things about IPAs as well.
It really does finish very clean.
It does, which is nice.
Sierra Nevada just released an IPA.
Really?
I meant to grab one for this episode, but I figured we already have three, and I didn't expect that first one to be so bad.
How much did you screw up?
Screwed it up royally before I even arrived.
Out of curiosity, do we have any pale ales actually from India?
Well, India pale ales aren't from India. Their namesake is because they were made in England to travel to India. And the high alcohol content and hop and the acids in the hops helped preserve the beer along the trip.
So basically it was created for the same reason we've created sauerkraut.
Yes, but sauerkraut is not good in the same way that IPA is.
Plus you can't get drunk off sauerkraut.
Tom has a good point.
I have tried. Oh, God, I tried. And
I remember that. The smell in your apartment for weeks was awful.
That had nothing to do with that.
This finishes amazingly cleanly, the Stone IPA. If I was going to choose an IPA to try to replicate, this is where I would start.
Really?
Yeah, I really like the IPAs that are really, like, the bitterness, the hot bitterness is strong. In the flavor, but it also has a malty backbone, so it doesn't just taste like you've soaked hops in water for 3 weeks. It actually tastes like it's got body and a
body and soul.
Body and soul. This beer has soul.
This beer has tits and a brain.
Well said, sir.
That's right. All right.
Shall we finish it?
Let's do it.
Move on to the Pliny the Elder. All right, I'm going to cleanse my palate with some Budweiser American Ale.
Palate cleansers.
Jake's cleansing his palate with a fat tire. Almost cleansing his palate with a Pike Place pail.
Mm-hmm.
We are in, like, indie brew heaven right now. Pliny the Elder. So
Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, so Pliny the Elder is Russian River's Imperial IPA. It has an A-plus rating on Beer Advocate, and it was recommended to me specifically by a friend when I told him we were doing IPA podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this friend the internet?
No, this was Dan.
The internet recommended this to you?
No, Dan recommended it.
Was it some random stranger on the internet?
Yes.
Named Dan?
Yes, it was some random stranger on the internet.
I knew it.
It comes in sort of mini large bottles. It's just under 17 ounces. Okay. Not your normal 22-ounce bottles.
This sounds exciting.
And there's copy all over about how you shouldn't age it. IPAs should not be aged. All right. Pour some Pliny the Elder. This is a little cloudier than the
You're
Stone.
Right. It is.
Is it... bottle conditioned? It is not, so we're going to pour it right to the end.
Sweet!
This sucker is 8% ABV.
Nice.
And it's pretty cloudy. It has a better head on it than the other IPAs we've had tonight. It's still a pretty thin head like you'd expect in an IPA. It's it's extremely citrusy.
It was like weed.
I was going to say weed, but...
not weed, but...
Hops are
like the kind that grow in your garden.
Hops are a close cousin to pod.
Marijuana?
Mary Jane. I actually think this smells pretty citrusy. It's got a lot of lime in it.
I think Jake and I just made the same face.
Yeah, it's probably really bitter, guys.
not bitter. It tastes like a cleaning solvent.
I'm going to try it. Oh, that's good.
I like it.
No.
I would drink a pint of this.
Oh, I would drink a million pints of this.
No.
This is fantastic.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with it?
No.
This is beer. This is a beer podcast. This is Geek Beer. You need to couch your dislike in terms that science can understand.
I put like 3 drops of this in my mouth, and my mouth still reeks of hops. This is the absolute opposite of the Stone we just had in terms of clean finish.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. You can almost feel the hop oils coating your mouth when you're done.
No. And also it tastes really citrusy.
Yeah.
It's almost...
and a little sweet.
I was going to say it's almost sour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is almost a little sour.
It's like a sweet sour. I'm sticking by sweet, damn you.
I like it a lot. It's like eating a lime peel.
Which is not something I generally do.
Yeah, that's not, and that's something I do because I usually don't enjoy
eating
lime. But
this is a good lime peel.
No,
I would still rather have an apple than a good lime peel.
It is, like most IPA, like most Imperial IPAs, not as well balanced in terms of hop malt goodness like the Stone was. The Stone was really like, it had a flavor,
fish. What have we learned about this, Jake? Oh, God. This is always a bad idea.
Jake has just mixed Fat Tire and one of the best Imperial IPAs on Beer Advocate.
Oh no.
Jake's passing the glass to Tom. Tom's sniffing.
The smell is not good.
That's not bad.
No. That's not bad at all.
We'll try it here.
It smells kind of funky.
Oh, it smells like a shoe.
Yeah, it's going to smell like a shoe, but wait for it.
You know what that tastes like? It tastes like the beer I always wish Fat Tire was.
I prefer this to the Fat Tire and to the Pliny the Elder.
That's amazing.
No. Pliny the Elder is it Pliny? Pliny?
I'm going to call this Pliny the Lesser.
I'm going to call it Pelder.
You can't do that, actually. They're going to release a beer very soon called Pliny the Younger.
So I can still use Lesser.
Yeah, what's wrong with Lesser, dog?
Fine.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
You don't have to bleep out fuck. We're already labeled explicit in the RSS feed.
Oh, hold on. I was like, fuck. I feel better now.
Okay, I really like this beer. It's got a great hop flavor.
No.
It's not hop water, although it is closer to hop water than the Stone IPA. I would put this under the Stone IPA.
Word.
We have an agreement with that.
Word, brother.
I like it. You don't like it? Here, pour it in mine. Okay, yes. The hops coat the back of your throat a little. It doesn't finish clean at all. God. This is how an Imperial IPA should taste.
You notice that most empires fall. And this is why.
Fair enough.
All right, so people who don't like beer enjoy balanced IPAs.
Wow. People who are pretentious twits enjoy it a great deal.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe we should move on to Geek Beer News.
Woo! Geek Beer News! Oh, Geek Beer News.
What's new in beer?
Well, there's actually quite a bit that's new since the last time we podcast,
really?
Which was, well, since the last time we did news, which was like January 20th.
Yeah.
So it's February 3rd right now.
Damn.
Yeah, and there's been really a lot that's happened. How much do you want to know?
I want to know the good stuff.
All right. Sam Adams is producing their new Beer Lover's Choice winner.
Ooh. I've had a couple of those in the past, and they've been good.
Yeah, I think the ones last summer were a blueberry pale, which was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
There was no blueberry flavor, if I recall correctly. There was no blueberry flavor in the beer, but when you swallowed it, the aftertaste was as though you had just eaten, like, a handful of blueberries.
Sort of like our strawberry beer that you made.
Yeah, the strawberry beer that I made with no strawberries.
Exactly.
Actually, you know who liked the blueberry beer?
Who liked? Oh, Corey did.
Corey loved it. Yeah.
Corey doesn't like beer.
Anyway, their new Beer Lover's Choice winner is the Blackberry Witbier.
Witbier?
Yeah, Blackberry Wheat.
Wittenblusen?
They're calling it Witbier because, you know, it looks better on the label. They do this, they hold a contest, and the winner has their beer produced by Sam Adams. Dogfish Head had this, like, publicity stunt going on that I'm just going to cut this part out because I'm sort of frustrated that a beer company even had a publicity stunt.
Oh, yeah, I heard about their Brand X thing. If I remember right, they actually talked about that in that article that I
they
sent
did.
To you.
Satya, whatever.
Yeah, there's Satya beer.
We're not going to talk about that. Oh, Sam Adams also has an Imperial series coming out. Imperial Stout, Imperial White, and a Doppelbock.
Does anyone find that incredibly ironic?
What?
That Sam Adams, revolutionary war hero,
yeah.
Is putting out an Imperial series.
That's just the name of the style.
No irony.
Damn you, Jake.
No irony.
Well, Ethan is without humor, and I am just mad.
Fair enough.
There's lots of beer companies releasing lots of new beers. Red Hook Triple, Full Sail IPA, Sierra Nevada IPA. Oh, the Sierra Nevada IPA actually is interesting because it's the first new beer they've released in, like, 10 years. We're going to try it, dude. I'm telling you.
They do make a decent porter. I still like their anniversary.
Why do you like the porter? And I hate the anniversary ale, so you're going to have to talk about that, too.
Well, I like the porter because poor porter, it's not, like, overly malty, relatively clean finish, and I can drink, like, six of them.
So it's a sessionable porter.
Yeah.
And?
And, you know, perhaps it's not very individualistic, but generally everyone likes it.
Sure.
So,
Okay.
Pick a solid porter. Take it to a party.
All right.
And then I like the anniversary ale because it has almost no taste.
All right. Ratebeer.com released their 2009 best of results.
Wow.
Pliny the Younger is being released. Actually, the big news since the last podcast was that the World Beer Festival in Columbia was held on January 24th in Columbia, South Carolina, in the Columbia Convention Center.
Wow.
And, like, everybody was all a Twitter on Twitter.
See, I don't know. If I was going to go to a beer festival, I'd want it to be two things.
Okay.
I'd want it to be outside and in the summer.
South Carolina pretty much has summer year-round. It's pretty
funny. But they did it indoors. See that? Also, okay, three things. I want it to be outdoors, in the summer, and not in one of the Carolinas.
Oh, I have this fantastic photo of the Chinese taking away beer in plastic bags.
I refuse to believe that's true.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, no, I understand that somebody took a picture of it, but I refuse to believe that's how I refuse to believe that's normal.
The caption says, Tsingtao is the most popular beer in China, and on the streets of, I think that's pronounced Qingdao, the city where it's brewed, you can buy it in bags. They pour the amount of beer you ask for from a keg, and you get a small straw to drink it. All right, so that's Geek Beer.
Sweet.
Yeah. So this is Ethan signing off.
Geek, see you next time.
I hate you all. Die in a fire.
Ethan was soundly shot down after being given like a 10-15 minute tour of the place, too.
It wasn't a tour. We were like having a conversation about beer and whatnot. And finally I said, you know, I'd be a fool if I didn't ask for your number. And she looked right at me and said, no.